This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, August 13th, 2017. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on, you know, whatever you'd like to talk about that hasn't worked for you relative to your health. Let's see if we can put you in a different direction. Something that might actually work for a change. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's go through the weeds with you a little bit and see if we can't figure some things out. Beautiful day out today. Gorgeous after all the rain that's kind of pushed through. And, you know, I want you to get out and enjoy it after you listen to the program, that is, or unless you have a headset and you can listen while you're walking. But it's really gorgeous. I mean, go have some fun. Enjoy it. It's one of those days that you want to bottle up for about 7 months from now, you know, so when everything is kind of ugly and cold and gloomy and the other kind of wet. You know what I'm talking about, right? So much I want to talk to you about. It's been a really exciting week for us. Thursday morning, I had the pleasure of hosting 15 doctors, PhDs, MDs from Chengdu, China. They were at the Rozelle Center, and Dr. David Leaf and Dr. Evan Mladenov, two of the most brilliant sports injury experts in my field, Dr. Mladenov from Kansas City, Dr. Leaf from Boston. And we got together, and we presented, and through translators, by the way. This was kind of an interesting thing. Normally, my motor mouth gets me in trouble, and I had to slow it way, way down so I could talk to these people. But these are some of the best folks in the world. You know, Chengdu University in China has branches. In total, there's 70,000 people that go to that university, and they combine traditional medicine with traditional Chinese medicine and everything else that you can possibly think of. And we had people there who were in charge of the whole Chinese Olympic program. We had people who were involved in the crossover applications of one world to the other. Anyway, it was quite a learning experience, and here I am. They want to hear about our stuff because we do things that are incredibly resourceful, if you will. Dr. Mladenov was the applied kinesiologist, if you will, chiropractor applied kinesiologist for the Kansas City Chiefs for 14 years. Dr. David Leaf worked with the New England Patriots and AC Milan. And, I mean, between us, we have touched many different athletes. And, you know, of course, yours truly working with the Wizards, the Redskins, the Washington Mystics, and so forth over many, many years in practice here in the Washington metro area. So, you know, we brought all that to the table for them, and it was really interesting in that here's guys that are, you know, particularly in Asia, they're trying to stay at the top of the pecking order. They're really trying to make things happen so they can beat everybody else. I mean, that's just the end of the deal. So this was set up so we're going to do a teaching curriculum over in Asia that's based on our work in applied kinesiology. And since I'm the international chairman, I get to, you know, kind of segue this thing into a whole lot of different directions. But we presented, we taught, we lectured, and then we demonstrated, and we showed them things that could work very, very quickly. A week before last, I think I mentioned to you that I was down at Redskins camp down in Richmond, and I'm watching these guys, and I'm watching the trauma, the impact that they take. And my brain's always working, trying to figure out, okay, how can I make it better for them? What can I do? What can I suggest? What can I, you know, put them into as far as a suggested program of preventive, rehabilitative, maybe that they're not getting now. What can we do nutritionally and so forth? And, you know, the impact that they take to the disc spaces, those little shock absorbers in the disc. And we're going to talk a little bit about trauma today. We're going to talk a little bit about degenerative changes. We're going to talk about concussive problems that athletes around the world suffer. And all of us do the same thing, too. You know, we're banging our heads. We're hitting our heads. And it's like mild traumatic brain injury is something that often goes unnoticed, you know, particularly. And so why am I going into this? Because you're seeing so much on television and in the newspapers and on the radios and just in conversations that, you know, cognitive decline, dementia is on the rise in this country. Well, it's doing that for a lot of different reasons. Traumatic brain injury can be classified as basically a mild loss of consciousness, and it can be split second. It can be you don't even notice that you just kind of everything, you know, it's like a computer screen that just suddenly doesn't put the information up. And sometimes, you know, confusion and disorientation and so forth, kind of being out of it a little bit, can happen for more than 30 minutes. Sometimes it's far less. Sometimes it's just a few moments. But nevertheless, it's taken an impact. You know, those of you who know my story of several years back, I've hit my head twice. Some of those of you who know me intimately say, well, that's your problem. That's what's wrong with you. You're a little crazy, right? Well, first time it was in Las Vegas. I was there for a huge conference somewhere in the neighborhood of about 12,000-13,000 people. And first night of the conference, we were on an escalator at the Flamingo Hotel. And I was standing backwards, you know, foolish me, right? Talking to one of my staff members. Both of my feet were tightly together. And the old escalators have a little bit of a lip on it. Well, as I got down to the end of it, it caught both heels simultaneously, and it's throwing me back. I know I'm going to come down, so I flip over instinctively, but nothing stopped me except my head and a marble pillar. And so you talk about impact. Now, take that. I heard everything explode in my neck. I know I went out. It felt like forever, but it was probably for a split second. And then subsequently, you know, there was a whole bunch of degenerative loss after that, right? Things happened. And so we started coming back, and I was treated virtually almost every day to try to continue working to treat all of you. And then a few years later, and we run the clock back now, probably about 11 years ago, my wife and I, Sue and I, were in Herndon, and we were coming up against the light, and we were hit by a huge Dodge Ram. We were slowing up for the light, and the Dodge Ram was doing about 55 miles an hour, hit us directly head on. I thought Sue was dead. And so if you had never heard the program before, and you heard it after that, you'd hear a little hesitation in my voice. You know, I don't hesitate. I talk very quickly sometimes. Sometimes I slow down. Depends on the audience. And it took a long time with a lot of different applications from acupuncture, the right nutrition, decrease the inflammatory reaction, to reconnect from brain mapping and those type of things so I can get my head working the way it was supposed to work again. And so subsequently, I had the tools that were available to me. How many people don't have the tools and they have minor impact? They have minor trauma. So traumatic brain injury is significant because it doesn't have to be what just took place, which I told you took place to Sue and I, but it can be something minor. It can be a minor head bump. You know, it could be something that's inconsequential. You're out playing sports and you fall down on the ground. You know, you're horsing around with your kids, your grandchildren. You fall down and bump your head. Or, you know, you're like me. You're taking divots out of your head all the time because there's nothing to protect it up on top. And, you know, all these little patterns ultimately lead to lessening of normal brain capacity. And you start seeing things like headaches and difficult thinking through problems and retaining memory, going back and forth from one piece to the other relative to attention. Mood swings, frustration, you know, you just kind of get over the top. You know, these types of injuries are commonly overlooked that are causing these significant problems along the line. So even though we're talking about traumatic brain injuries that are mild, so to speak, they are cumulative over a period of time. And obviously, you know, people start looking at us like we're getting old or, you know, why are you like this? You're only in your mid-30s. But when you're like me and you've been playing some sort of sport since you were very young, I think the first injury that I remember was I was about 6 years old and my mother had bought a new set of bunk beds. And I was climbing up on the ladder, horsing around like so many kids do. But the railing, the guardrail, was off the bed on the floor. And I pulled the ladder backwards. I came back and I smacked my head on the guardrail that was laying on the floor. That was an injury. Let's go back to birth. You know, we can go back all the way to birth, right? How many people do you know were breech deliveries? How many people do you know that suddenly couldn't get through the womb and then they had to do a C-section? How many people do you know that were delivered with forceps or suction? All of those are brain injuries at an early age. The cranial plates, 22 bones of your skull, don't move. So you see, there's a history of things that take place. We horse around. We fight. You know, common situations. There's things that can be done about that and fixed. Not stopping people and putting them in a bubble, but making sure that we know how to handle things. Then we compound that on the dietary patterns that we so lovingly embrace in the Western civilization. You know, the sugars, the sodas, the coffee, the black teas, the fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO products. You know the drill, right? It's all the stuff that causes the brain to be on fire. And when that happens, inflammation goes through the ceiling and we have a very significant inflammatory, oxidative, destructive pattern now that is taking place and things happen. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's talk about your stuff today. I'm going to get through this, you know, slowly so you can really understand what's happening. But when we see traumatic brain injury, mild traumatic brain injuries, sometimes there's different tags, right? We talk about concussions and minor head trauma, or, you know, minor brain injury or minor head injury. You know, take a look at the newspapers. You're going to see all of those things. But mild brain traumatic injury, a bump in the head, just, you know, you turn the corner and you hit your head on the wall. I'm always hitting my head. I got divots in my head from the trunk falling on me, from the garage door coming down, you know, walking too fast, turning things. My head is, you know, I'm thinking about something else. I'm bang, I get hit. And it's, you know, we do this way too many times. Again, we can't live in a shell. So when you have a mild traumatic brain injury, you know, the most of the time you get some sort of mild confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, brief change in some sort of mental function or status. And we ignore it because that's human to do that. We just kind of put it aside. And then subsequently over time, we begin to see other post-concussive patterns that take place, okay, after the fact, post-concussive. And then we see things like, I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I got a headache. You know, I don't see quite as well as I used to see. My eyes are fading. Poor attention, concentration. We can't focus. We can't stay on point. You know, our sleep is interrupted. We get dizzy. We have loss of balance. You know, we're irritable. We want to bite at people. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, feelings of being just down, depressed, and we don't know why. Everything comes back good. Even our blood sugars are stable, and I look at them differently. You know that I do. You know, so what's the deal here? You know, and then all of a sudden, mild, off-focus, off-centered patterns that we can almost call seizures. And then we get other mild things, like, you know, we lose our smell. I don't smell today the way I was able to smell 20 years ago since all those injuries. I don't. And Sue kids me all the time. She says, can't you smell that? I said, smell what? You know, and, you know, I haven't lost it completely, but the olfactory, the smell centers are at that portion of the brain at the top, and I just don't do it. So suddenly you start slowing your thinking process. You get lost. You get confused. You know, all of these are mild pieces. We're going to talk a little bit more about that because it's important that you understand that. We're going to take your phone calls as well. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Call me. Let's talk about your stuff as well as this. I'm going to tell you how to put the fire out in so many of these things. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. Stay tuned. I got a whole lot more for you. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. It's beautiful outside. I will be out of studio when the program is over because I'm going for a walk today. I don't know about anybody else. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. We're talking about brain injury patterns and what happens. And that's going to segue into what happens with that brain over a period of years when you've totally forgotten that you got hit. And more importantly, what can you do about it? But let's do that. Suzanne, how can I help you? Thank you for calling in.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just leaving church, and I just was listening to your radio show, and I was thinking on the way over how I'm having a lot of disconnects recently, and every symptom you just described, other than the dizziness, I have experienced through over the course of probably the more so in the last year or two. And looking back, I have had multiple from heading soccers incorrectly back in the 1980s,
yep,
to hitting my head on a roller coaster. Is it something that is treatable? Because it's just uncanny that everything you just described, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm getting early onset of Alzheimer's. Not to make light of it, but
And nor should you. And the point of it is treatable. You know, if you listen to what I was talking about with my own injuries over the years, I played Division I ball in college and got into martial arts and then major injuries on top of that. And I got to the place where my brain was not in, my brain normally works very quickly, very fast. I process
me
quickly
too.
And suddenly start breaking down. And I was like, oh my God, right? Fortunately, yeah, I'm in the field that I'm in, and I knew that there was actions I could take. I treat a lot of the NFL. I treat a lot of guys who, you know, that are weekend warriors like so many of us are. And we see these types of things. The problem is, in our society, we learn to live with and put up with and kind of put away because medically how things are treated is by drugging it to death. Okay, take this and so forth, instead of asking the question why it happened. So let's talk very quickly about what happens with the brain. You've got these 22 plates of your skull that make up that hard component called your head. And inside of that, you've got the sheath. And in between the sheath and the brain, you've got fluid called the spinal fluid. And it buffers the brain. But when you take an impact, a blow, several things happen. One, these joint spaces lock together so they don't move as easily as they should have. Now there's pressure back up with spinal fluid. In addition to that, the blow itself causes an inflammatory reaction, and it causes a tightening of that covering I told you about, and now more pressure on top of it. And you can end up with all kinds of secondary types of things that you wouldn't think that had anything to do with it, because it doesn't happen immediately. It happens cumulatively over a period of time. So to answer your question, what can be done? Lots. You know, when I get a lot of these, and when I was down at Redskins Park or down at Richmond about a week ago, and I'm watching these guys and some of the guys that I treat, and I'm seeing the blows that they take, and having played ball in college, understanding the impact, and some days you feel like you were drugged. Well, that drugged feeling has to do with the impact and the trauma, the inflammation that goes up. So how you treat that is you have to check one, structural components, and see what has jammed, what has locked, and begin to restore normal function, gentle manual manipulative modes. You take a look at the inflammatory cascade. Now you have this inflammation that increases. You're not going to use a drug because that drug can cause other problems. And the NSAIDs, right, the nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories, will cause a further degradation. So you're going to use things like amino fatty acids, DHA, things that dampens that crazy fire, that inflammatory reaction. You know, same thing that happens to so many of us that have, we're told that we have ADD or ADHD or any other cognitive patterns. There are similar characteristics with all of this, you know, and how you treat them. Acupuncture. I was just talking, you know, to our engineer, Jeff, at the break, and I'm saying, you know, think about when you get hit in the head. You have multiple acupuncture points that start on the head. By the eyes, you have the gallbladder. By the ears, you have small intestine. Underneath the eyes, you have stomach. Near the nose, you have the large intestine. So when you get hit, you get traumatized in that area. Often, that's enough to cause symptoms to occur in these other organs, the nausea, the inability to have normal digestive function. Suddenly you start bloating. You don't know why. Because of those things, the impact, you have a nerve that's called the vagus nerve that comes from the brain and goes all the way through. It touches the heart. It touches the lungs. It touches the stomach. It goes down the intestinal system. If that vagus nerve, if we have what's called a vagal reaction, now these nerves or these organ systems aren't going to work the way they're supposed to. That's where all these symptoms come from. And if you treat them properly and you put the fire out, you decrease the inflammatory reaction, get the neurostructural system to then resume normal processing as it should, suddenly this thing begins to balance itself out and you don't have a problem. But the poor attention, the sleep disturbances, I can't sleep anymore. A lot of that simply because of injury that's taken place, loss of memory. You know, it's an awful process. But yes, in fact, Susan, this is something that can be reversed. It can be fixed. It just has to be identified properly by somebody who knows, you know, what they're doing. Thanks for your call. I'm sorry we're coming up to that part of the program where we got to take a short break and listen to those and pay attention to who brought you Dr. Tom Rozelle live. We'll be back in a few short minutes. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. That's how you find me here. And when I'm not here, go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. Send me a note and I will get back to you. Matter of fact, when I leave today, it is answer email day. So I will go and answer those emails that have been accumulating all week. And I apologize. This week was fun. And I was over the top, very, very busy, normal busy all the time. But this week over the top, as I said earlier in the program, we brought in a group of doctors, 15 MDs, PhDs from Chengdu, China, and had the pleasure, the honor of hosting them at the Rozelle Center. And Dr. Evan Mladenov from Kansas City, 14 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Dr. David Leaf from Boston, actually from Plymouth, another top amazing human being with the New England Patriots, AC Milan. And these guys are kind of the best of the best in applied kinesiology. And the three of us had 5 hours basically with these gentlemen and several ladies, and we were able to teach them and talk to them about rapid rehabilitation and sports injury patterns relative to the application of applied kinesiology. And it's, you know, it's amazing when you look at some of the best in a different part of the world and they're very interested in some of the things that our culture has available to it, but doesn't know much about. And it's like, wow. And I'm at that place where, you know, we like to travel and go and teach other people all over, because at the end of the day, we're all part of humanity and we're supposed to be spreading the word, so to speak. There's nothing hidden. There's no agendas that, you know, need to be set aside. But we're talking about traumatic brain injury, mild traumatic brain injury symptoms. And we're talking about cognitive decline and headaches and, you know, things like mood swings and frustration and tension deficit and memories that, you know, you can't get short-term memory to long-term. After, you know, we talked about the injuries that I had several years back. After the radio program, and I would give you all this data, and my cadence was slowing down a little bit, but unless you reminded me Wednesday what the program was about on Sunday, I couldn't recall it. And it was very significant. It was scary. And then all of a sudden, but if you gave me a piece of it, it would come up and I'd be able to, you know, handle it and talk to you about anything. But I knew that I had a problem. Obviously, I got treated and I had all those things at my disposal, from high levels of nutritional anti-inflammatories, manipulative modes, low energy light laser, acupuncture. I did it all. And, you know, Sue said, you could have stayed a little slower before. No, not really. I mean, we're good. Let's go to the phones. Vaughn, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, doctor. Listen, I hit my head about 35 years ago on a concrete beam just about center top.
Yep.
And would that be too long ago to – I'm losing my sense of smell, and I think I've lost it completely now.
Not necessarily. I mean, things happen over a period of years. So here's – let's play, you know, the game with you. You had this happen over a period of time. There may have been some other small injuries that took place before that. You played sports or you fell down. You were horsing around as a kid, maybe a birth trauma. So now – and none of those things were ever corrected. You had neurological impact. It caused the brain, the nervous system, short circuit. And then the cranial plates, these 22 bones, so lock in position so they don't move. Now, you have pressure. You have back pressure because spinal fluid can't move easily. You have an inflammatory reaction that takes place. Now, boom, you have another injury. So that injury depends on where it was. Could it affect the olfactory center so you can't smell? Absolutely. And there's no doubt about it. As I said earlier in the program, I had a great snifter. I could smell anything. I could walk in a room and I could smell gas. My son has that capacity now. I can't, you know, today, even though that I'm much, much better, I don't have the ability to smell like I used to. But at least I got most of it back. So what happens is that if there's pressure and if the brain isn't remapped, and if you don't release the cranial plates, if you don't put the fire out with the right anti-inflammatories, the omega fatty acids, the DHA, and so forth, if you don't reset the system, yeah, you have problems. And the problems then over age, we think it's cognitive decline. It's just injury over time that has taken place because nothing's been done about it the right way. You know, and then you get into a place where, well, you know, you're losing your mind and, you know, what do you expect for your age? And now you got age-related dementia. And, oh, my God, maybe he's going into Alzheimer's. Not necessarily true. And we know today that there's so much of it is being related to different things. There's this thing called type 3 diabetes on top of everything else. And they're relating that to Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and so forth. And what they're saying is that, see, the brain works on sugar. It has to have certain sugar. That doesn't mean go out and get all the sugar that you want. It means that the brain converts certain fat into sugar so the brain, you know, or the body does so the brain can use it. So if it can't metabolize it because these structural pieces that surround and protect the brain aren't working the way they're supposed to, if it dampens the ability to process, now all of this stuff builds up and it begins to create, as some of the researchers are saying, this amyloid that causes the loss of signaling and degeneration of the brain. So is that true? It's things that we've observed clinically over the years. And now science is coming to the place where they're beginning to understand more of what we've knew as far as direct application with patients. So yes, in fact, it could happen. You could lose your snifter. And the interesting thing is that in many cases, if that's what it is, and the injury pattern is still embedded into the skull, into the nervous system, if it's released and you give it high enough levels of omega fatty acids and or even taurine and theanine and a lot of the brain precursors to function, things turn around. One of the major losses throughout any kind of brain injury that's identifiable, and it happens to be a very significant loss in the population generally, is magnesium. It's the number one mineral that is most deficient, and you know there are many different forms of magnesium. So just by adding vitamin C and increasing some fatty acids and putting enough magnesium in the system and then getting exercise to burn off that accumulation that has taken place over time, doing those things, you start to see impact. Because even though we treat patients and we do manipulative patterns and we try to restore and reset the brain over time, we also do those things with them. So, yes, Vaughn, you can get a lot of this back. And unfortunately, if you had multiple injuries and a significant impact and then you notice that you lost your snifter, yeah, absolutely, it can be related. I hope that's useful to you.
Could I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
I've got hit many a times in the head. I used to play football. But
welcome to the arena.
One other thing I want to ask you about, you had a program on, and I got on your website, and I couldn't quite find that podcast for it. You were talking about humming in the ears.
Yes. You mean high-pitched sounds and so forth and low-pitched sounds? Okay,
yeah,
so tinnitus.
It's not nothing to do with my jaw, I'm sure. It's like a high hum, and you related it to a certain gland in your body, like at the liver or something.
Yeah, generally good. You got a good memory. So here's the situation. High-pitched sounds, you know, really, really high that you hear is called tinnitus, or low-pitched sounds called tinnitus, or this kind of cricket sound is called tinnitus. They're just different pieces. High-pitched sounds in traditional Chinese medicine often relate to liver energy, liver function. And sometimes it has to do with niacin and niacinamide, things that help metabolize things within the liver. Low-pitched droning sounds have to do with kidney energy in Chinese medicine. And that gravelly, you know, cricket sounds, that's internal. That's in the middle ear itself. And that's usually a result of the little hair fibers of the ear being damaged and dying off. So the first two are generally remediable. It depends on how far they've gone and how bad the situation is. But remember, when you look at everything, you're looking at, if we talk about liver function, we know that there's a nerve that goes to it. We know that there's a muscle related to it. We know that there's an energy platform that's related to it. We know that it has nutritional components and blood supply. So you look at all of those pieces to fix the problem. But the short answer is yes. And by the way, any of the old programs, go to roselleradio.com. RoselleRadio.com, and there's hundreds of them there, and you should be able to find that. Vaughn, I hope that helps. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Any of the old programs are rapidly and readily available to you. They're on YouTube, and there's some video there as well. So if you'd like to go in and get that checked out, look it up. It's all there. Want to also remind you, listen, Rozelle Center for Healing partners with Caring for Others, a Virginia-based 501c3 foundation. And part of its pillars is to bring education to the community. So if you have a church group, or if you have a club that you belong to, if you have an organization, if you put together 10, 15 people that want to hear one of the doctors at the Rozelle Center for Healing on a very specific topic, we're happy to do it for you. And all you need to do is call one of our board members. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. That's the number at the Rozelle Center for Healing. But ask for either Dareth Painter or Sybil McFarlane, and because they're both on the board in Caring for Others, and they will set this up for you. And there is absolutely no cost. We do this as a community service. It's part of what we do. We want to educate you. We'll go anywhere and do these things. Our belief is that the more information that we give you, the more likely it is that you have the tools to take care of yourself. That's our mission, you know, not only to treat you, but also to educate you. You come into our practice, we educate, we educate, we educate. Why? Because an educated patient is one who has the capacity to go the distance. Somebody who knows, you know, and guess what? See, if I put a little guilt in your head about, you know, eating the wrong things or maybe not doing the things that you need to do too, it may not change initially, but that little bird in the back of your head is going to continue to pick at you. And you're going to pick and pick and pick and pick, and maybe you change a little bit. And because you changed a little bit, maybe things aren't quite as bad for you as they would ordinarily be. You know, ask my kids and my grandchildren and my godchildren. I pick all the time. I just, you know, I'm constantly reminding them. I call it reminding, they call it picking, but nevertheless, the outcome is the same. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're talking about brain injury and impact of things that go bump in the night and how they've affected you over time. We hit this a couple of weeks ago, but I really wanted to get into it again, simply because of the fact that I see so much of it. And, you know, right now it's football season for me, and I take care of a lot of the professional athletes in Washington. And I get and I see things happen, and, you know, the mood changes. Some of these guys are angry because they got issues, and you know, their dietary patterns are ridiculous. If you've been paying attention to the NFL, think about what Tom Brady has been doing up in New England. These guys are amazing. This guy's diet is absolutely incredible. And now he's trying to get the rest of the team, you know, to do what he needs to do, because he wants to play till he's 45. The guy's coming up 40 years old now. He's been in the NFL how long? They've got a dynasty up there, and this guy is at the helm, and he's doing some great things. You know, in Washington, Kirk Cousins, who you heard on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live about a month or so ago, you know, Kirk is like that as well. He eats properly. His wife just, you know, is the gatekeeper, and nothing goes in this man's body unless, you know, she approves it. And, you know, he's quick thinking. He has mental capacity that very few have. You need to do the same thing. Take what you see that works around you. Don't get lazy. You know, when you have things, just say, oh, that couldn't happen to me. Yeah, well, can. You know, when you know that you had small impact injuries over a period of years, and then all of a sudden, for your age, you're not quite where you need to be, or something happens, and, you know, well, what do you expect for your age? I can't get the weight off. People are supposed to get fat at this age. Not so much. Not so much. You know, when, you know, your memory processing isn't there, you can't pay attention the way you used to. We have a great test that we've been using, and thanks to a guy by the name of Dr. Dan Johnson. Dan's going to be on the program with me. He's a medical physician. He's an Army MASH doctor. And Dan will get together with us on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and we're going to talk about how to measure all these inflammatory reactions that take place in the brain. You know, they're actually documentable. It's a really easy test, and it's kind of cool. You know, it's a finger prick test, and you put it on this little pad, and you send it to the lab, and then they measure inflammatory reactions, omega fatty acids. They measure the trans fats, you know, the really bad guys that, you know, eat you up really badly. And then palmitic acid, which is a measure of all the garbage that you put in your system, you know, from, you know, sugars to white flour to all the sweets that you like, the desserts and so forth. Yeah, that has an impact, and it's not supposed to be there. And some of you, that's all you eat. And so, and then there's an interactive cognitive study. So any of our patients, and we do it for our patients. Unfortunately, we don't do it for outside, but it's, you know, you got to hook up with somebody who wants to take care of you overall. And that's one of the things that we do. But traumatic brain injury, when just that is going to cause, you know, inflammatory levels to rise, and we can measure how bad it is. We can measure neurotransmitters, you know, the little guys that cause the brain to work. We can find out what your intestinal tract. Do you know the majority, 75 to 80% of your neurotransmitter, those things that your brain needs, is are made in your intestinal tract? So if you're eating junk, eating like crap, your gut's going to be irritated. You can't produce that stuff. And, you know, you're going to shift a whole lot of things. Conversely, if you ruin the neurological systems within your body, your gut's not going to work. It's a catch-22. It's back and forth. So you got to take care of both. So any kind of open head injury or closed head injury, you know, there, a car accident. Did you know that you just get from behind, you got a car accident? Even though that you didn't hit the steering wheel or the windshield, somebody just bumps you from behind. So soon that happens, your head goes back and it hits the car rest, the headrest, and then you stop motion forward and then your head accelerates forward. And what's happening? Your head is bouncing off the inside of your skull. Even small injuries at 10 miles an hour. Matter of fact, your most significant injuries are between 10 and 15 miles an hour because there's no damage to the car. Guess who gets damaged? You do. We're coming up to a break, and we're going to have to pay attention to those people and thank them that bring you Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Make sure you do that. Reach out to them and let them know that you heard it on this radio program. Don't go away. Got much more to tell you.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625. That's how you find me here right now. And when I'm not here, go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com, RozelleCare.com. And we'll get back to you. And if you need somebody to talk to you, like right away, one of the great doctors at the Rozelle Center will call you. All you got to do is call them at 703-698-7117. Say, hey, you know, I need to talk to somebody, and they will get back to you. You know, if whether you're on the Eastern Seaboard or you're on the Western Seaboard or if you're on Armed Forces, and thank you for your service, gentlemen and ladies, we appreciate all the people that are listening to us, and we try to make a difference in your life and give you pieces of information that will shift and change and make you think a little differently, because there's so much that's happening that's preventable, but it takes all of us to do the same thing together as a group. And that starts with education, and that's our purpose. And don't forget that the Rozelle Center for Healing, in conjunction with Caring for Others, a Virginia-based 501c3, will come to any of your organizations, a gift to you, no charge whatsoever. Why? Because we wanted to give you the information. Let's go back to the phones. John, thank you for holding. How can I help you, sir?
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Thanks for taking my call. Well, on my forehead, for the last 2 years, I've noticed I have this raised, maybe it's about an inch and a half long. It kind of starts at the scalp and comes down towards the center of my forehead, drops down about a half inch below my scalp line. And I can rub my hand across my forehead, and I can feel it's a raised bump. It doesn't hurt, and I didn't hit my head. I just noticed it one day, and it's been there for 2 years, no pain at all. I looked online one time and tried to see if anybody else had the same situation.
So you want to know what it is?
Yeah, I was so curious.
Okay, so it could be a lot of things, John. The skull's made up, remember, as I said, all these different bones, plates, and there you have 22 bones in your head, and they come together with these little sawtooth-like interdigitations that are their joint spaces. And as you breathe in and you breathe out, they're supposed to expand and contract, and they help pump spinal fluid up and down the body. Now, often just with pressure, you know, putting your head against something, putting your hand, resting your chin on it, sometimes sneezing and holding your breath, sometimes little things that are accumulated over time, you can get those types of things. Now, if this is something that's due to a joint space irritation, there's going to be other symptoms that are going to be subtle that may build up over. If it's on your forehead, it can affect, give you head pressure. It can affect your eyes. It can affect your snifter. You can, you may notice some changes in smell. Now, if there's injury, as I was saying before the break, you have acupuncture circuits that start and end on the face, right at the midline of the eye on the cheekbone. You have stomach. On the outside canthus of the eye, you have gallbladder. By the ears, you have small intestine. By the nose, on either side, you have the large intestine. And then just above the eyes, the eyebrow, you have something called triple warmer that relates to thyroid function. So injury patterns, impact can cause those, but they can also cause neurological aberration that can cause other problems. Now, if we had time, we're coming up, unfortunately, towards the end of the program, I'd ask you questions like, have you had any visual patterns, headaches, fatigue, memory loss? You know, is your sleeping interrupted in any way? The lump or the bump itself is, it tells me as a clinician that something is not working mechanically the way it's supposed to work, that there was something there. That's all it tells me without checking it. And then I'd have to, you know, look through the maze, so to speak, and find out, you know, I'd ask you questions like, John, have you had any injuries or subtle or significant within, you know, 5 years or so prior to this impact taking place? And then I would, based on where it is and I see where it is, I would start asking you other questions about symptoms. You know, how does this happen? Do you have any knife-like pain? Is there pressure headaches? When you change posture patterns, you lay down or you stand up, does that give you a headache or pressure? Do your eyes lose focus? Do you get dizzy when you turn your head one side or the other? Is there pain isolated at that area? So all of those things can be very significant. I wish I could get into it much more in depth with you. You can also get a hold of me at rosellcare.com, and I'll tell you what I think, and I'll ask you some more questions. But if it's something that's causing you a symptom, if there's pain, if you have any loss of function, that's not something you want to ignore. You want to have that checked out. We're happy to do that for you. We're coming up to that part of the program where we have to say, well, you know, next week is next week, and we have another great program coming up for you. But don't forget, if you want to take us to you through Rozelle Care and caring for others, just give us a call. This is a great program. We love you all. We'll see you next week. Tell everybody.